WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Governor Tony Evers visited Wausau on Tuesday to discuss affordability issues with local leaders. The roundtable at the Neighbor's Place included their director, Donna Ambrose, along with Bea Herr, the executive director of the Hmong American Center, Marathon County Supervisor Ann Lemmer, and others. They discussed their concerns about cuts to health care and local programs stemming from federal uncertainty.
We had a great conversation with several people that are really important to the Wausau area. And it was around affordability. And we talked about food sovereignty. We talked about child care. We talked about health care and several other areas that people are seeing needs.
Evers said they're working on legislative steps to reduce costs for Wisconsinites.
We can get the legislature to do some work before they go home to run for re-election.
He said the state has funding available to make some of those steps happen, including working towards preventing property tax increases.
If there's some things we can do in the various areas, we'll be looking forward to doing that. We have anywhere between $4 and $6 billion. Not all of it is available because we have to kind of be thoughtful about that. But we do have some that is available, and hopefully some of these ideas we can solve.
Evers said despite his coming departure from the governorship, he's hoping there will be something that can be done now. He said if the state government is in a position to help, it should. Wisconsin Democrats are taking another shot at legalizing marijuana, though the plan faces some tough odds. Lawmakers introduced a bill this week that would make recreational cannabis legal for adults 21 and older and would legalize medical marijuana for those 18 and older, as well as for minors with parental consent. One of the authors said in a press release that Wisconsin is losing revenue to other states that already allow it. Republicans who control the legislature have blocked similar efforts for years. Democratic state lawmakers are proposing a constitutional amendment to solidify the right to privacy for Wisconsin residents. If adopted, the amendment to the state constitution would shift the legal burden of proof in privacy violation cases from the individual to the government. Under that adjustment, government agencies would be responsible for justifying how it had the authority to violate an individual's privacy rights rather than the individual being required to prove that a government agency violated those privacy rights. Democratic state lawmakers are hoping the proposed constitutional amendment will gain bipartisan support. It must pass in both the state assembly and senate in two consecutive sessions before it appears on a statewide ballot for voters to approve. Former Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan is asking a federal court to grant her an acquittal or a new trial following her felony conviction. Dugan's defense team filed the request last week, claiming she acted within the law and that jurors received inconsistent guidance during deliberations. A jury convicted Dugan of felony obstruction in December for helping a man in her courtroom evade an immigration arrest. Jurors cleared her of a separate misdemeanor charge tied to concealing someone from discovery and arrest. Dugan resigned from the bench earlier this year as the case continues through post-trial motions. Habitat for Humanity of Wausau is looking for their next partner family. The 2026 application period for Habitat Wausau's home ownership program is now open, and applications will be accepted now through March 20th. Eligible applicants include households living in substandard or inadequate housing, seeking affordable housing not to exceed 30% of their income, are willing to partner, and have the ability to repay a low-interest 30-year mortgage financed by Habitat Wausau. If you're interested in applying, Habitat Wausau recommends attending an informational meeting. The first will be held next Thursday at 6 p.m. at Habitat Wausau's office in Weston. To register, visit habitatwausau.org. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is urging drivers to give snowplows more space. According to a statement, there have been 13 incidents involving vehicles striking county snowplows. Serious incidents have occurred in Calumet, Marinette, Portage, Shawano, Waukesha, and Wood counties. The DOT is reminding drivers to watch the road ahead, avoid distractions, and leave room to brake. Stay at least 200 feet behind a working snowplow, and if you must pass a snowplow, be careful. Check road conditions before heading out by visiting 511wi.gov or call 511. Wisconsin health officials are reporting a second case of measles. The Department of Health Services announced Monday that a student at UW-Madison tested positive for the disease. The student caught the disease during an international trip, and it is not related to a case from Waukesha last month. Anyone who was exposed to the student is being contacted by health agencies to monitor for the spread of measles. UW-Madison does not require students to be vaccinated from the measles to attend. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Tornadoes, flooding, and baseball-size hail are all part of the week in Wisconsin weather, so far. The strongest Badger State twister in 5 years hit Tuesday night. The National Weather Service says an EF3 tornado hit west of Union Center Tuesday evening, damaging homes and power lines across Juneau County. Winds reached up to 140 miles per hour, the strongest tornado Wisconsin has seen since 2021. Governor Tony Evers visited the area yesterday to thank first responders and assure people that help is on the way. He did declare a state of emergency. The Weather Service has confirmed 4 other tornadoes Tuesday night. Last night, southeastern Wisconsin had more tornado warnings, more impacts that weather experts will need to investigate. Flooding has closed several highways across northeast and north central Wisconsin, and more could shut down as rain continues. State transportation officials are urging drivers to stay alert and check road conditions before heading out. WisDOT says never drive through standing water or around barriers, and always follow detour routes. Crews are working to clear storm damage, so drivers should slow down and watch for flashing lights. And Wisconsin ranks among the top states for remote work. That's according to a new report from WalletHub. Electricity costs and access to broadband internet are credited with putting Wisconsin at the 28th best place to work remotely. The state ranked 5th in having the most cybercrime per capita. Iowa ranked at the bottom of all the states for working from home. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Concern at Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers sports department facing challenges. The chancellor is leaving. The university system president has been fired. But Marcus Sedbury says there'll be no sudden changes while he serves as the Badgers interim athletic director. Head coach Luke Fickell on his boss, Chris McIntosh, leaving the program.
It's not easy to lose a friend, right? I mean, we've all been through it in the past. And so that's the difficult thing. That's the guy that you could visit with and sit down with. And not that I can't do that with Marcus, but anytime that there's things like that that are changes that people you know were in your corner, it's always a little difficult. Disappointing, whatever you want to say, but, so is life.
Baseball, the Brewers pulling out a 2-1 win over the Blue Jays last night. Manager Pat Murphy on reliever Aaron Ashby coming in to get the win, and Abner Uribe with the save.
You know, Ashby and Uribe at the end was really, really special. Uribe's tempo and energy leave no doubt that he's healthy.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a little patchy, dense fog out there this morning, and then after that, it's going to be a really nice day. Mostly sunny with a high in the low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 52 for a low. Tomorrow, a little sun early, then cloudy with scattered rain and a high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.